pastor, Gareth Malone.
I work with choirs all over the country and, of course, with young people. And over the next 4 weeks, I'm going to be exploring various aspects of musical youth.
Saturday afternoons on BBC Radio 3 from 3 o'clock.
This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting on 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's now 11 o'clock and time for Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
Oh, Kalia Salami is a Tunisian vocalist and musical director of a vocal ensemble. But there, she sang solo, accompanied by sounds produced by blowing over open bottles. She describes that song, Revelation, as just an echo, fed by the noise and sounds of the Tunisian revolution. Her lyrics translate as, they wanted to wrap us up in silence and bury us, but we awoke, rose up, and decided to be free. We awoke and rose up, no one can stop us. I'm Max Reinhardt, welcome to Lake Junction, and there'll be more musical fruit from the Arab Spring later tonight. But staying for a while longer with remarkable female voices, here's tonight's track from Abigail Washburn, a song with a lyric that requires some puzzling out. Any ideas? Bring me my queen. Nitin Sawhney's Laugh, featuring the voice, and indeed the laugh, of the London African diva that is Eska. It's from his album Days of Meaning, a sort of anti-bigoted views version of Beckett's Crap's Last Tape, as far as I can work out. All shall be revealed if you go and see the show on the 3rd and 4th of November at the Union Chapel in Islington, and it features John Hurt as the lonely old man. He is a far from lonely young man. The brilliant Lucas Santana with another instalment of his deconstructed shimmering bossa. He wrote this with sonic visionary Arto Lindsay. Hold me in. Thank you.
use all your twists. Hold me once and hold me twice. White night booms on the sand. Hold me once and hold me twice. Don't even think about dry land. Hold me once and hold me twice. Rise and fall. Hold me shut. A classy silent scream.
Słyszycie, jakie teraz ciężkie lata, które gnębią ludzi tego świata. Gorzej nie jest ci człeku żadnemu, jako na wsi chłopkowi biednemu. Bieda wielga jest pomiędzy ludem, wielu ona często trzepi głodem. Jeno chleba i soli dość mają, twarogiem i maślanką się krzepią. Jagły w mleku te są bardzo rzadko. Dnia każdego są gajdoki tylko, knedle zasie, kluski, mięso, jaja, od wielkiego święta jeno mają. Czelać mruczy, kiedy więcej pracy, cierpliwości kto przy tym nie straci. A zapłatę musisz jej całą dać, choćbyś miał dniem i nocą orać. Jak masz syna, co nie jest za mały, przy tym zdrowy jest na ciele całym, siłą ci go zabiorą w rekruty, choćbyś chował go we wszystkie kąty. A od panów byś darmo tego czekał, aby rządca chłopu pofolgował. Musi on czynsz i daniny złożyć, choćby miał i w niebie się zadłużyć. Nie wszystko da, co odeń żądają, z biedakiem srodze ci poczynają. Chłostą, głodą i egzekucją, tym wszystkim ci dookoła grożą. Musimy ten krzyż nasz dalej nosić, a z ufnością Pana Boga prosić, aby dał nam po tym krzyżu naszym wszystkiego dość tam w raju niebieskim.
That's RUTA with Lament Chłopski, Peasant's Lament. They're a Polish project, packed with attitude, bringing together Polish rock vocalists and folkloric musicians. Their name, RUTA, translates as the Reactionary Terrorist Artistic Union, aka the Movement of Utopia, Transcendence and Anarchy. Fear not. They're the brainchild of Maciek Czajkowski, leader of the Warsaw Village Band, who sent me a postcard with this CD, proclaiming that this is people's hardcore of the 21st century. Mind you, Montreal's experimental electronic duo AUN might claim that as the definition of what they do when they erect vast sound walls streaked in heavenly celestial electronic whiteout. Experience that for yourself in a moment on their track called Consumed by Flies. But first, Surprise Believer, a piece by percussive electronic composer Dan Deacon from the Wham City Art Collective of Baltimore, Maryland. Thank you. The Hut People, the duo that is Sam Peart on accordion and Gary Hammond on percussion, with the tune Morfars by Swedish nickel harper luminary Erik Rydvall. Gary is getting that deep sound from a frame drum and reckons the vibrations are great for cleaning out your sinuses. Though, if that's what you're seeking from Lake Junction, maybe get your frontal lobes as close to the speakers as possible. A new star from Burundi is on the rise, Stephen Sogo. My music comes from the depths of my heart, he says. I say to the youth, never forget the identity of our music. It's our only wealth. And on this track, Ijoro, or Night, you can plainly hear that his rich musical background encompasses both the choral singing of the church and Burundi traditional music. For example, on this track, Stephen plays a one-string Burundian fiddle, the Idono.
Wamogo, Umugawara Guturubika, Umugawara Gukubita, Nono Sabiki, Nakindi,
Achituke,
Hamagufashiki,
Aomugon, Narako, Umukaon, Niki Koko, Ubana, Nawendo, Kutunura, Abana, Nawendo, Kosuwa.
Thank you.
The ensemble Petse Atanasovsky, playing the Macedonian traditional dance Kalidisko, featuring the Macedonian bagpipe gaida, the double-headed bass drum, the tepan, and the long-necked lute, the tambura. Before that, Mikhailo Trandafilovsky, A Descent Movements 1 and 2, which were inspired by the stamping irregular rhythms which pepper Macedonian folk dances like the Kalidisko we just heard. It was performed by Lontano, conducted by Odalin de la Martinez. I'm Max Reinhardt, and this is Lake Junction on BBC Radio 3. You can find a full listing of all the music I'm playing tonight online. Just visit the Lake Junction homepage, where you'll find that you can also listen again to this programme over the next 7 days. The solo violin performances that I saw this summer from Alina Ibragimova at the Manchester Festival and Nigel Kennedy at the Proms have kindled a passion deep down within my musical soul to hear more solo works on stringed instruments. So I couldn't resist this recently released performance by Genevieve Strasser of the movement known as Fachar from Ligeti's Viola Sonata, which may well be the least often heard of his late works.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jean-Michel Jarre's Happiness is a Sad Song, created in 1968 solely from recorded sounds via a microphone using two Revox A77 tape recorders, magnetic tape, scissors and sellotape. At that stage of his career, music concrete guru Pierre Schaffer was his hero, but things change, and sadly not always for the better. Although I did see his music put to good use one summer at twilight in the foothills of the Pyrenees, when it was the backing for a circus featuring birds of prey. I'm sure Jean-Michel Jarre has no regrets. The producers of this next album, a tribute to the late John Martin, are equally sure that the late wayward genius singer-songwriter would approve their collection of new versions of his songs, so much so that they've entitled it Johnny Boy Would Love This. Well, who knows? His estate will enjoy the benefit of the PRS payments, and that's probably crucial. Still, I can't help but suspect that if he could, the great man might well accuse Phil Collins and Snow Patrol, amongst others, of stamping on his grave. However, there's enough good versions to melt even my cold, cold heart, like this one by Cheryl Wilson, which actually features John Martin's guitar work. You can discover.
One more.
Eight. One, two, three. My fault entirely.
Right, the roll.
One, two, I got the sizes, but I didn't get a roll. One, two, three.
Cry.
Compounding Daydream, a track that catches its creators Scanner and David Rothenberg at a particularly intense peak. It's from You Can't Get There From Here, their new album of labyrinthine live and laptop interaction. Here's something considerably less abstract, but equally intense. Caetano Veloso's hypnotic protest chant about Guantanamo Base.
O fato de os americanos desrespeitarem os direitos humanos em solo cubano é por demais forte simbolicamente para eu não me abalar.
A base de Guantanamo, a base da Bahia de Guantanamo, a base de Guantanamo, Guantanamo. A base de Guantanamo, a base da Bahia de Guantanamo, a base de Guantanamo, Guantanamo, a base de Guantanamo, a base da Bahia de Guantanamo, a base de Guantanamo, Guantanamo. A base de Guantanamo, a base de Guantanamo.
O fato de os americanos desrespeitarem os direitos humanos em solo cubano é por demais forte simbolicamente para eu não me abalar.
A base de Guantanamo, a base da Bahia de Guantanamo, a base de Guantanamo, Guantanamo, a base de Guantanamo, a base da Bahia de Guantanamo, a base de Guantanamo, Guantanamo, a base de Guantanamo, a base da Bahia de Guantanamo, a base de Guantanamo, Guantanamo, a base de Guantanamo, a base da Bahia de Guantanamo, a base de Guantanamo.
O fato de os americanos desrespeitarem os direitos humanos em solo cubano é por demais forte simbolicamente para eu não me abalar.
A base de Guantanamo, a base da Bahia de Guantanamo, a base de Guantanamo, Guantanamo, a base de Guantanamo, a base da Bahia de Guantanamo, a base de Guantanamo, Guantanamo, a base de Guantanamo.
fato de os americanos desrespeitarem os direitos humanos em solo cubano é por demais forte simbolicamente para eu não me abalar.
Oh.
Costanzo Festa's motet Quis dabit ocillis nostris? Who will give water to our heads and a fountain of tears to our eyes? Composed to lament the death of Anne of Brittany, twice Queen of France, as we heard last night. It was performed there by Dulce Memoir, directed by Denis Raison d'Adre. Well, it's a mystery, but somehow or other, we've run out of time once again. I'll be back with Late Junction tomorrow night, but I'll leave you tonight with more music from the Arab Spring, featuring Tunisian duo Amin and Hamza, playing oud and kanoun, on this meditation on what the future holds. Progress and peace? Hopefully. That's the challenge. Good night. Thank you.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and this is Music Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Philip Herrewecker may be best known as a Baroque specialist, but in today's opening concert, he's conducting the Royal Flemish Philharmonic Orchestra in Mahler and Bruckner. Dagmar Petschkova is the soloist first in Mahler's Kindertortenlieder, or Songs on the Deaths of Children. Mahler did later lose one of his own children, but his impetus here was the memory of the seven children his parents lost, especially his brother Ernst. The first song expresses numbed grief, the next three evoke memories of the dead children, and in the last song, the storm on the day of the funeral gives way to a vision of the children at peace.
Krishna.